This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday. Oh, my goodness. I have missed you. I don't know why I missed you so much over the weekend. I've just been so looking forward to the show. And there's such a great show in store for you tonight. I will tell you, we're probably going to laugh in the opening of the show. Yes, this is going to be about the all-female space crew. We are going to probably not laugh when we discuss communist violence, more specifically what the media is doing as it pertains to that. The communist tumors that worm their way into things, why we let animals take over everything, child sacrifice, a Catholic university losing its mind, DEI hasn't gone away, and someone lied about a woman being decapitated. All that, emails, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I have to begin, and look, we're going to laugh because it is funny, but at the same time, it's sad. Let's talk about something. You see, there was... I'm sorry, I'm not even going to be able to get through this without laughing. Space travel has become more common now than it was. With advancements in technology, it's not as if everyone's going to go, I'm never going to go. But if you're uber wealthy, you have the ability now, or at least you will very shortly, to purchase a seat... on, I guess I'll call it a flight. It's got to be a flight. Chris, do you call it a flight when it's going into space? Whatever. To purchase a seat on a flight that's going into outer space. This is just now catching on. It's just for the uber wealthy. But you know how technology works. Give it 20 years, 30 years. It'll be the cost of a first class ticket, I bet. If not a little bit more. Go up there, hang out for 10, 11 minutes, whatever. Come back down. Ooh, I did space travel. Okay, that's a thing. I got it. That's a thing. Believe me, we're going to make a larger societal point about this, so just stay with me. So, Jeff Bezos's, I don't know if they're even married yet, his wife, she was his mistress, now it's his girlfriend, whatever. Jeff Bezos's chick, along with quite a bit of help from Bezos, of course, he arranges... this flight, and on this flight, they threw a bunch of the most annoying women in the world on a little space capsule, and I need to be crystal clear about what I'm about to say. The women on the space capsule didn't do anything to get the flight into space, to bring it back safely. It was obviously remotely controlled. It was nothing. They weren't on the controls. Check your thrusters. They did nothing. They put on a uniform. They laid down in a space shuttle, got strapped in, and went up into orbit for, I kid you not, 11 minutes. 11 minutes. And this is an... I'm going to warn you right now. This is going to hurt your ears, okay? I'm about to play some audio for you. You're going to hear what sounds like screaming at first, and it is screaming. This is the audio. It's from the news. This is the audio from inside the space capsule as it's coming down. I want to bring home to you how annoying this whole thing was, but you have to stay for the commentary afterwards from Katy Perry, one of the people who was up there, and others. So, Here it was.
Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go the drone parachutes. Just free falling.
Again, I'm sorry about the screaming. They're annoying. Nothing I can do about that. They're women when they're together. It just happens.
Here, until those drugs came out.
And just a quick heads up. Every bartender in the world will tell you this is why bachelorette parties are the worst night of their lives. Cab drivers will tell you this same thing. Limo drivers, you can't have a bunch of women getting together, especially if they're going to have fun, because it sounds like this every
then
time.
Then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out.
Hear that screaming inside the capsule?
Perception, there it is.
Yes, we all hear it. We all hear it. I just want to make sure I'm narrating this for you here. We're going to make a larger point about this. Katy Perry, the singer who rode in a capsule for 11 minutes, got out of the capsule, kissed the ground, and then they interviewed her. And this is what she said.
Katy!
You got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
So explain to our audience why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take in this space.
You got to trust in yourself.
Benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind. And I'm going to keep connecting mankind and the man-made and the man mission.
I'm sorry. I stepped on it. I'll rewind it a little bit. He goes to this other lady, Mae Jameson, and the dude asks her about how it benefits mankind. And of course, he has to get lectured. Excuse me. It's humankind.
Because
our audience, why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take in this space benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind, and I'm going to keep correcting
mankind
and the man-made and the man missions, because this is exactly what this mission is about, is expanding the perspective of who does space.
I can't help it. Look, I just had to trust in myself. And it reminds me, maybe if you're old enough or if your parents had any taste, kids, they'll have showed this movie to you. It's kid-friendly. What About Bob is one of the great comedies of all time, starring Bill Murray. And just to set this up in case you haven't seen it, What About Bob? He's kind of crazy. He's very neurotic. He's scared of everything. He has all these phobias, and he's obviously scared of boats and he's scared of the water. So in order to get him out on a sailing boat, they strap him onto the mast of the ship. I mean, he's tied up. His arms are tied down. He can't move. They strap him to the mast of the ship so he can't scream and yell. He can't get off the ship. And then he's sailing around yelling, "I'm sailing! I'm sailing!" Well, this is from the movie.
I'm sailing! I'm sailing! I'm sailing!
And then he's asked about it afterwards, his sailing.
I sailed on my first try. I just let the boat do the work. That was my secret.
That's Katy Perry. Look, I just had to trust in myself, right? All my hard work, all my dedication proves what women can do. All right, on top of the funniness of it, there is actually a larger societal point. That's why I wanted to open up the show talking about it before we talk about all the violence and everything else that's going on in the world. You can poison your own mind in the mind of others to a point where they don't understand reality anymore. They don't understand what is tangible, what is not tangible, what is beneficial, and what means nothing. Nero, you've heard of the Roman Emperor Nero, of course. What you may not know about Nero, historians will obviously know this, but what you may not understand about Nero is Nero was very much into the arts. You know, the rumor that Nero played the fiddle as Rome burned. That's not true, by the way. He wasn't even in Rome at the time, but that's kind of the rumor that got spread about. It got spread about because it was believable, because Nero loved music. He loved plays and acting. He loved music. He loved to play music. That was his thing. And Nero would obviously, as emperor, remember, this is at a time where the emperor was treated as a god. He's essentially a god on earth, a Roman emperor. When Nero would play, he would force people to show up, pay people to show up. And what do you think they're paid to do? Cheer. Oh, wow, that was the best thing. Oh, my gosh, Nero, that was amazing. Nobody can play the flute like you do. Nero, Nero. That's what you're paid to do. He's the emperor, after all. And Nero lived this lie for long enough that when Nero was dying, he ended up, it was a really creepy tale. He wakes up in the palace guards are gone. He knows he's about to be assassinated. He leaves town, ends up cutting, I believe he cut his own throat, if I remember right. And then the guards found him as he was dying. And Nero famously said, according to history at this time, some version of this, "What an artist dies in me." As he's breathing his last, genuinely believed that he was this incredible artist. We're going to talk about America, the American left, meritocracy, DEI, and the world of make-believe that is very real for many, many people in this country. Before we talk about that, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about how you feel every day. I want to talk about making sure you're full of pep and energy every single day. I want to make sure your mood is right every single day. And you can't do that, guys, if you're low on testosterone. Ladies, you can't do that if you're out of energy. You can't. You run out of gas. Then you're short with people. You're bad at work. You're bad at home. Let some natural herbal supplements from Chalk change your life. Chalk has changed my life. That is not an oversell. I am, at this point, religious about my male vitality stack. Every single day, I take it with my breakfast. Natural herbal supplements of the highest quality from the hardcore anti-communists, a place we want to give our business to. Go get a Chalk subscription. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. That's about 45 minutes from now. Remember, you can send an email to the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so we were making fun of these annoying broads who went to space for 11 minutes and came back talking about how, you know, I just had to do it. It was just something I had to overcome and all this other ridiculous talk, but it goes so far beyond that. The United States of America has been infected with something, and it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort to get it out. And we should be under no illusion that we are almost there. So I'm going to explain this. In fact, I'm going to read a few different headlines that'll sound completely unrelated, but they're not. Caltech, it's a college, removes DEI language from administrator title while preserving the DEI office. That's from Campus Reform. Catholic University Pride Month celebration features drag bingo and pride prom. This is from Daily Fetched. Canadian PM Mark Carney declares child sex changes as a fundamental right. There is a cultural Marxist vein that is now a main artery running through the United States of America. In fact, all of Western civilization. This vein carries this cancerous disease to every single part of the body now. We have to be aware of it. We have to attack it. We have to address it. And we have to know that this is not going to be a quick and easy fix it all, because some things are simply in the bones. Some things get so deep that it takes years and years, decades and decades to get them out. That is simply a fact. You ever talk to Well, I'll tell you this. I had a buddy in high school who had previously been on heroin, of all things. He went through a terrible heroin addiction, ended up having to move out of the state. His parents, by the grace of God, were well off enough to get him in this high class rehab program. And by the time I got to know him, he was an athlete and a really, really good one. Star football player, star wrestler, like had really turned his life around. And we were good buds. We hung around all the time. And he would tell me, because we would talk about it. He would tell me, Jesse, I haven't had heroin in, I think it was 3 years at the time. I think about it every day. Every single day, he had to fight those demons. And he used to say, Jesse, I'm glad we were in Bozeman, and Bozeman was very clean drug-wise at the time. It's just not a big drug place. I mean, there was marijuana everywhere, but the like super hardcore stuff, I never saw that. I never encountered it when I was growing up. He said, Jesse, I am so grateful my parents moved me here, because all that time, all that rehab, all the success that I now have in life, if you put a pile of it in front of me, I'd dive right in to this day. To this day, he said, and it terrifies me. Because something got deep, deep inside of him, and he didn't know at the time if he could ever, ever let it go. In Western civilization, in the United States of America, we have, through decades and decades of communist activism and weakness on the right, we have allowed this infection to seep in. And this infection tells us every single day that merit is not as important as identity, as equity, as even equality. The concept of equality is something that kills us all the time. It's not just enough to be against equity. Did you know that you should be against equality? Did you know that? Equality is a complete myth. Does not exist at all. You should want people treated equal under the law. Don't get me wrong. That's what you should want equal, but we're not equals. There's no such thing as equals. I'm not equal to you. You're not equal to me. You're not equal to Chris. Well, you're superior to Chris, but you understand what I mean. I don't have your gifts. You don't have my gifts. We are, there's nobody who's equal anywhere. Therefore, seeking out any kind of equality of outcomes is completely ludicrous. And yet, don't think for a second this is only on the left. The right will play this game too, because the right is as infected by it as the left is, only in slightly different ways. The country itself has been educated for decade after decade after decade that we have to manipulate some things, manipulate the testing. We have to force this. We have to adjust this. We don't have enough of this. We don't have enough of that. We don't have enough of this. We don't have enough of that. We can't help ourselves. And by the way, maybe you're sitting there saying the right isn't as obsessed as the left. How many Republicans do I have to point out to you right now? Do you want me to do a whole show on it? Bragging about all the women we have. Or if they are a woman, bragging about that. I'm proud to be a woman. I'm proud the first woman, women this, women that. Look, I appointed a woman. I have more women in my cabinet. Look at all the women. Why is that impressive? Why do I care? I don't care what their sex is. I don't care what color they are. Go perform. But it's become part of us now. And after so many decades of this way of thinking becoming part of us, we now believe all the way that things that aren't tangible, that aren't real, that aren't valuable, are. And for those who can see it, hopefully that's you, it looks so crazy. It looks hilarious. But man, so much of this country cannot see it. And it drives me crazy. I'll finish this up in a second. Had some steaks over the weekend. We have a steakhouse here in town. And every now and then, I'm sure it's because the meat's getting older, they give a great price on, they'll sell off like fillets and ribeyes and things like that. You can buy them raw, take them home and cook them. Yeah, I nailed it last night. Don't shake your head, Chris. I had a little thing called the IQ sense. You know, the one you took from me? Chris is sitting there shaking his head. He cooks with the IQ sense now, too. He even uses it in gross salmon, because IQ sense makes your meal perfect every time. It's a wireless cooking thermometer you leave in the meat. You leave it in there. Throw it in the oven. Throw it on the grill. Throw it on the smoker. Your phone will tell you when it's done. You don't even have to think about it. Beep, done. Go pull it off. Perfect every time. You want to save 15%? ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday. Don't worry, we will get to Medal of Honor Monday about a half hour from now. We're going to talk about communist violence and so many other things. Just to finish up this point, we're of course making fun of the female astronauts, the celebrities who bought their way into space and then bragged, I just had to trust in myself. I knew we could do it. And it's not about mankind, it's about humankind.
So explain to our audience why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take into space, benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind, and I'm going to keep correcting
mankind,
and the man-made and the man missions, because...
But it really is a problem. It's a problem that we have poured this insanity into the eyes and ears of millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans who now believe that their sex makes them special, their skin color makes them special. As long as you're not a white man, you are, of course, uniquely oppressed, uniquely special, uniquely deserving of this because historically you've been, it is this horrible cancerous infection all throughout Western civilization. And what we have to get is that these people believe it all the way down to their bones. It's not just something they do for political fodder. It's not for social media posts and things like that. Some of it, of course, is. But your liberal Aunt Peggy, who speaks in these insane ways about insane things. You've known a feminist, most likely on the left, but some of these exist on the right, who talks about the historic oppression of women in the United States of America. That's a complete myth. Did you know that? That's a total myth. Completely false. A completely made up thing. Historical oppression in America. You can find founding father after founding father speaking lovingly about their wives, about the contributions their wives made to their lives and their thinking and everything. It's completely ridiculous. But we have taught false history, oppression, America sucks history for so long that you can find legions of women across this country who believe that all the way. I know multiple women on the right who speak like that. Well, I mean, we are historically oppressed. It's in the bones. And now it's going to take a really, really, really long time to get it out. That was kind of the whole point in the whole thing. I want to do some emails. Hey, Jesse, do you notice the uptick in recession talk and negative coverage of the economy? They're begging for a recession to pin on Trump and the GOP. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course they are. Listen, the media has been doing this forever. The media, we talked about it a little bit last week. When you go to journalism school, you are taught first that you are to be a force for good. A voice for the people. You're to speak against evil and it's speak truth to power. You know, that stupid saying they all say. And then once you buy into that, because that's an easy sell. I mean, everyone wants that, right? Once you buy into that, the next step is they slowly but surely program you to believe the evil. That's the Republicans. The good guys. Those are the Democrats. This is actually going to come back to communist violence and how they cover up for it. The evil is anything on the right, anything Republican. The force for good is anything on the left, anything Democrat. And once you understand that's how these people think, then you understand what you see on the news. If there is a Republican scandal, it will get wall-to-wall coverage because you, again, as a force for good, you finally have an opportunity to fight evil, to speak against this devil. Republicans, ew. But if it's a Democrat scandal, okay, I mean, it's bad. If it's bad enough, we'll have to bring it up, of course. But overall, they're still a force for good. So we're not going to, and by the way, they'll think that they're the good guy when they do this. We're not going to dwell too long on this Democrat scandal because that would end up making Democrats look bad, and that wouldn't be right when they're the force for good fighting against evil. I can't, as a journalist, make Democrats look bad. Did you see, for instance, CBS in 60 Minutes? They're famously settling a lawsuit where Donald Trump sued them. Now, let's just pause and remember how ridiculous this was. 60 Minutes has been around since I was a child. As a child, I remember my parents would have 60 Minutes on, and I can picture it in our old television, shut up, Chris, that had the little knob that went click, click, click. That's how you turn the channels. There was no remote control. Click, click, click. I remember on that television, it had the wooden framing. I remember the little CBS or the 60 Minutes, I think it was CBS back then, the stopwatch going click, 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 the stopwatch, that's the 60 Minutes thing. That's how long this program has been around. And for all, so that's 40 years, right? It's got to be close to 40 years. For all of my life, they have sold that program as top-notch journalism. And they fund it as if it's top-notch journalism. The best producers, the best researchers, the best this, the best that. CBS 60 Minutes did a sit-down interview with Dome when she was running against Donald Trump. It was so bad because Dome can't talk about anything intelligently. She just can't. She doesn't know anything about anything. She always sounds awful. 60 Minutes. Chris, look up how long they've been on the air. It's got to be 4 decades or close to it. So I'm 43 and I remember it as a kid. They took 3-4 decades, however long it was. And they took this horrible interview from Dome. And they just edited it. Chris, right? 1968. Okay, so I guess I was right about that. Yeah, 1968. It's been around since 1968. This famous program. Kamala Harris gave an interview that looked bad, and they just cut out her answers. In fact, they took some answers she gave for different questions and spliced up the video and put it in place of the other one to make her sound as intelligent as humanly possible. Meaning, do you understand how many people were involved in that? That's at least, that's at least a 2-3 person job. Chris, Corey, you guys would know more about that than I would. If you're going to do that kind of editing on a program that size, how many people are we talking about here? 2, 3, 4, probably at least. Yeah, Chris said, okay, they both said 3 or 4 at least. That means 3 or 4 people sat down for the revered 60 Minutes, and they lied. There's just no other way to put it. Hey, she sounded bad here. Hey, cut that out. Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll take that answer from this part, and let's move it into this part. That is not just kind of a side lie. Hey, honey, love the spaghetti. That is a lie that takes effort, that takes thought and effort, and it takes work. And this revered news program just did it and thought they were the good guys. How could you ever think you were the good guys when you're doing that level of dishonesty? When you are presenting something that dishonestly to the American people, how could you ever think you're the good guys? Well, when you're the force for good, you're fighting on behalf of Democrats, the force for good. And as you were taught at college, you are fighting against Nazis, evil, Hitler, all the language the communists use to describe you all the time. When you're fighting against Nazis, when you're fighting against Hitler, as I've said before, what can't you do to Hitler? Is there, if you were alone in a room with Hitler and he was handcuffed to a table, would you hit him? Spit on him? Cuss at him? Pull out his eyebrows? Would you kill him? And what would your conscience tell you was okay in that moment? Well, what can't you do to Hitler? You can do anything you want to Hitler. He's Hitler. This is how the American media thinks. And this is why they do the things they do. And in fact, that is going to bring me to a segment where we're going to issue a little bit of a warning about what the media is doing as it pertains to communist violence in this country and how they're covering it and how they're talking about it. We'll get to that next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, about 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Ooh, boy, what a story it is for Medal of Honor Monday, too. Before we get to that little tale, I want to talk to you about violence and more specifically the media and what is happening right now. And it's going to increase. I want you aware of it because it's going to come. All right. It's already here. One, communist violence is on the rise. They are more violent today than they have ever been in my 43 years, at least America's communists. And that will increase from here for a variety of reasons. Mainly, they're desperate. Their funding sources are finally being attacked. The GOP is finally waking up to realize the taxpayers funding this. So they're going after it. Trump administration's going after it. Various red state AGs are going after it. A huge part of this people aren't talking about is Act Blue. It's this gigantic Democrat slush fund that has existed forever. They're now being investigated for crimes. The communist funding source is being attacked right now. This is increasing the desperation of communists. That's why, headline, FBI, teen murdered parents in a plot to fund the assassination of President Trump. Remember, they already shot Donald Trump. Headline, Antifa-linked legal group trains radicals targeting Elon Musk and Tesla. This is a quote from the group. Here's a doozy. Quote, there are going to be some areas of the country that are very conservative and are going to be hard on dissidents and activists no matter what the timing. And then there are other places that are going to be less so. Remember who told you to move to a red state? Your blue state's about to get even worse than it is now. Anyway, and maybe you saw over the weekend, I'm guessing you did, maybe you saw what happened to Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. While he was home with his family and asleep, they firebombed the governor's mansion. And this isn't one of those things where you turn it on and there's a couple, you turn on the TV and there's a couple scorch marks on the wall outside. Chris, did you see the inside of it? They torched his house. Shapiro said something awful, but so understandable when you get the game they play. Here was Josh Shapiro having had his home firebombed by a communist while his family was inside.
This type of violence is not okay. This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other, directed at one particular party or another, or one particular person or another.
But it didn't come from the right. Didn't come from the right at all. Came from the left. Congressional shooting came from the left. 395 acts of violence during Donald Trump's first four-year term, every single one of them documented by Breitbart, if you'd like to look it up, all came from the left. Trump supporter assassinated, shot in the head for wearing a MAGA hat, came from the left. Donald Trump shot in the head himself, came from the left. Donald Trump attempted assassination on the golf course, came from the left, came from the left, came from the left. Vandalism, murder, vandalism, murder, vandalism, murder. Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Left, 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 on down the line. But why is he talking about both sides? Communist violence is already on the up, and it's going to increase. And as communist violence increases, the American media and American Democrats are going to act as if all political violence is increasing, as if both sides are increasing in their violence. This is in an effort to protect the communists, and that's only the reason they do it. That is the only reason they do it. They understand where the violence is actually coming from, and they also understand they can't hide it anymore because of social media, because there are so many different ways for people to get information. They can't hide all the communist acts of violence out there. They're torching Tesla dealerships. They can't hide it all. So if you can't hide it, what do? Well, if I get griped at for not taking out the trash by Ob when I get home, and I know I'm wrong, then let's say I get full of pride, as I do, and I don't want to just admit right away that I'm wrong, and we have a fight, I'll carry that fight on until she says something wrong. And then, well, then it'll be easier to make peace for me, because then what can I do? Ladies, you know you do this too. Fellas, you do this too. What do you do then? Okay, look, we both did some wrong things, right? All right, let's just agree that we're both in the wrong here. It's a way for the actual wrong party to avoid having to take responsibility for it. Fade the heat, as the kids say. Deflect the blame. That's what they're doing. So when communist street animals, not just in America, across the globe, continue acts of murder and violence, you have well-to-do college professors keying Teslas, you have Antifa animals firebombing things, murders, whatever you're doing, as the rise of communist violence gets more and more in front of your eyes, you will see and hear repeatedly now from the American media and from American Democrats that, well, I mean, all violence is wrong. I mean, there's a lot of violence really on every side. It's all, I mean, the right and the left, there's just no call for it. Every single time you hear someone say, well, there's violence on the right and the left, you know a communist committed an act of violence. Every single time, 100% of the time, when you see someone in the media complain about, quote, political violence without assigning it where it actually belongs, you know a communist did something sick and evil. And now that I brought this up, if you haven't thought of it already, you will see it everywhere. Well, CNN ran a whole special on it. I'll actually get to that, but that's going to have to wait until after Medal of Honor Monday. First, can you defend capitalism? Beyond the capitalism is good. When your liberal Aunt Peggy talks about how evil it is, how much America sucks, can you defend it? You know, Hillsdale will teach you about capitalism for free. They have this 7-lecture course called Understanding Capitalism. They don't charge you for it. At hillsdale.edu/Jesse, you can go sign up to get a 7-lecture course, and you will know more about capitalism than 99.9% of your countrymen. I know that's sad, but it's also very true. That sound good to you? It should. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. That's how you get it at no cost. Hillsdale is handing us wisdom. Take advantage of it. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. By the way, they still have all these other courses on the Roman Republic and the ancient Christian church and everything else. All right, enough of that. Time for Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.